celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My first guest is Leslie Kilgore with Stowe Mountain Lodge. Hi, Leslie, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You're doing good. I know people are starting to make some, hopefully some, summer vacation plans, and I wanted to talk about the Stowe Mountain Lodge. And, first off, where are you located?
We are located in Stowe, Vermont. We're at the base of Stowe Mountain Resort, which is a, winter ski destination and a golf and outdoor recreation destination in the summer. We're at the base of Mount Mansfield, which is the highest peak in Vermont.
Well, the website is just, you know, it's kind of breathtaking. It's very, very luxurious. And I just wondered if you'd always been phyto-friendly.
We have. We opened in 2008, and we just decided that it was important to allow dogs here as well because it's sort of part of the lifestyle in Vermont, and a lot of people enjoy coming up here and vacationing and being outside with their dogs.
Well, I know all the people I know that have Fido as part of their family, they do not leave home without him, that's for sure.
Yes.
So what type of accommodations and pet amenities do you have there when you do come with your dog?
Well, we do allow our dogs up to 100 pounds in our rooms. We usually tend to choose specific rooms. It's usually better for the pet lovers and owners, you know, and guests who don't have pets. So we have a, you know, particular areas of the hotel where we allow dogs. And when you check in, there's a dog bed waiting for you in the room, and we have some all natural treats waiting and a dog bowl and a water bowl. So everything's here for you when you get here. And then also our Alpine Concierge, which is our signature concierge service that can set up everything for your vacation before you come, can also set up pet sitting while you're here. So in case you, you know, want to go out and do things without your dog, you can have your pet watched in the room or bring them, have, you know, the pet sitter walk them or do whatever you'd like while you're away.
And actually, that kind of brings up another question, because there's so much to do at the resort for humans where maybe our Fido friends can't go, like the golfing and the spa. So basically, you can just set everything up with the concierge, and they can take care of your dog while you're doing all these other things.
Yes, definitely. And we ask that the dogs not be left in the rooms by themselves, just because it's just better since they're in a environment where they're not used to. Sometimes dogs can get nervous and do things that they may not usually do. So we just ask that the dogs are not left alone. So it's just an easy way that if you want to go to the spa or you want to go skiing or you want to go play golf, then you know your dog's being left and is safe and has been set up with a pet provider that is an expert at taking care of dogs. So.
Yeah, that's, I agree with you. I have one dog, the little boxer that we adopted a year ago, and he doesn't like to be left alone at my house. And we found out the hard way when we came back to his destruction. So I couldn't imagine leaving him alone in a hotel room.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually better for the owners because then you don't have to worry about anything happening either.
Oh, absolutely. And then is there a Fido fee?
There is. There's a one-time $50 fee to bring your dog. And then for pet sitting, it's $12 an hour.
Oh, well, that's reasonable. And then, of course, when you do want to do things with your dog, what is there to do on the property?
Well, I would say probably that some of the best things to do is go hiking. We have a ton of trails. Dogs are pretty much allowed off leash here as long as they have voice command within the trails. And you can take your dog up the gondola and hike up on the top of the mountain where the ski resort is. So that's really fun. A lot of people like to take their dog up the gondola and then walk down. We also allow dogs on our patio, so you can sit out there and enjoy a nice day and dine out there with your dog. And then dogs are also allowed up in the upper lobby where we have couches and a fireplace and often a piano player, and you can sit in there and lounge and relax with your dog as well. So those are some of my favorite things, just going, being outside and going for a really nice long hike all day and then coming back and relaxing at the lodge.
I like the sound of the lodge with the piano. I imagine you could, every once in a while, a dog might join in and do some howling. I don't know.
Quite possibly, but it is a very relaxing environment, and it's nice to go up there and just see people, you know, vacationing and eating and drinking and relaxing by the fire and having their dogs right there. It's like they're, you know, they're in their own living room. Except it's much grander.
Yeah, it really looks lovely. And you have a few restaurants on site, too, so I can imagine you, if you wanted room service, that chef could prepare something special for Fido, too.
Yeah, and we actually just launched our first pup menu this spring. So we have quite a few things that are specifically made for dogs. We actually have, like, a rollover, a stay entree that is... includes ground turkey and carrots and ground beef and ground salmon. You can choose which meat you want with different mixtures. And then we have a snickerpoodle dessert. So there are actually things specifically for the dogs while you're here.
Did you all just sit in a room one day and just decide on an afternoon what you were going to title all these kitties?
You know, actually, our chef came up with them because he's a big dog person and has several dogs himself, and he just sent me this menu and said, what do you think of this? And I said, I love it. Don't change a thing. And it's really good. It's all, like, very, you know, we do farm-to-table dining here, and it's all really healthy and, you know, whole foods for the dog as well, and I think people really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. So what web address can our listeners check out for more information?
It is stowmountainlodge.com.
Well, hopefully we'll get out there to see you sometime soon. I have two hungry hounds looking at me right now. So thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. I do hope we'll see you out here with your dogs as well.
For more information, please log on to stowmountainlodge.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out about some great Fido fashion. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Does your pet have bad breath? Did you know that bad breath is one of the first signs of oral disease? It's a common myth that pets' mouths are cleaner than humans. Fact is, oral disease is the number one disease among dogs and cats. Fortunately for you and your pet, now there's Tropiclean Fresh Breath made easy. Tropiclean Fresh Breath is an all-natural, no-brushing solution. Tropiclean Fresh Breath cleans teeth while also freshening your pet's breath. Best of all, with Tropiclean Fresh Breath, there is no brushing necessary. Visit Tropiclean.net for more information and to find a store near you.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, my next guest is Jan Currie from Bogey's Corner. Hi, Jan, and welcome to the show.
Woof, woof. Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
Yeah, I love your website, Bogey's Corner. And I love this part where it says Unique Pup-tique. So when did you start your business and what was your inspiration?
We opened our business in 2006 in downtown Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And we just launched our website in this December. My inspiration, of course, is my love of fashion design, jewelry design, and, of course, my two pups, fashion conscious, Bogey and Martini. People stop them constantly asking where they could get outfits that they're wearing as cute as theirs that they don't ever see them in shops, and we decided it was time to make them accessible to the people in our area.
Well, they're really pretty, and I'm stuck on their names, Bogey and Martini. So is it for Bogart or
as in Humphrey Bogart? It is Mr. Bogart. He already had a Bacall, so when this little one came through, we said the only thing Bogey ever cared about other than his Bacall was his Martini.
That is so cute. And how long have you been creating the custom clothing? Because they really are unique. They're really pretty.
I've actually was born designing something, and I've been making my own clothes, I've been making jewelry, but about 10 years ago, I decided to design clothing for puppies and sell to the public.
And what are some of the best sellers?
Right now, in the shop, we do a lot with the Martini. People love the Martini for party time and when they have parties. Or I do a lot for bridal showers. They love that they can get little girly dresses that are so different and frilly and fun. And, of course, people just love the boys' vests that they're made out of the denim and recyclable denim. and the patterns to match. So they're a two-in-one vest for the boys.
And if someone were to order something custom, what would they expect to wait for the product? What's a kind of a wait period?
Well, I try to be smart and not get myself in trouble and have items on hand. If they need special designs, I try to promise within 7 to 10 days shipping. We have just launched our mommy-to-be line with specific measurements for the belly band for our little pregnant puppies, and normally I can get it out within a week.
Oh my gosh, you're fast.
I try to be. Now, I'm hoping that it gets to the point where I have to hire someone to help me keep that time limit.
Oh, there you go. And what, you know, I was thinking, what is the largest dog that you've designed for?
I just had somebody, I mean, I specialize with our pupteak downtown for the tiny dogs because people can't find that in your larger stores. But I do have people come in occasionally with their therapy dogs, like border collies and labs, and therapy dogs love to get dressed up and go to the nursing homes and the hospitals and things like that. And I've made a dress for a lab already.
I'd like to see that. I would like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, people will come into my shop and go, oh, you only have things for tiny dogs. And I says, well, it's not a whole lot that you see your lab or your German Shepherd in a frilly dress, but if you want it, we can make it.
Well, I encourage our listeners to visit your website, bogiescorner.com, to see the gorgeous clothing. And I especially love the sterling silver dog pin. That is so creative. Now, did you design this as well?
Definitely. I have a love of diamonds, of jewelry, and of puppies. I smushed it all together, and the puppy pins came out. I am a certified dermatologist. I brought out the blowtorch in 1999 and started designing the doggy pins. They are all signed, numbered, and dated, and they can be purchased on the website, too. I actually have them. They're in the gallery where the puppy shop is, and that's why the puppy shop is located in an art gallery, because my designs are there on display.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The one that I saw on your website, bogiescorner.com, looked like it was a shaggy dog. Is that right?
It is called the Shaggy Dog. I started out many years ago in 1999 with Sky's the Limit, which I owned a Skye Terrier. And they started out only making Skye Terriers and then proceeded that now I have them on in display and in the shop right now. With the price of precious metals, I have started making the dog dresses, which are much more profitable for me or purchasable than the jewelry.
Now, if someone wanted something custom in the jewelry line, would you be able to do that as well?
At the moment, I'm only selling what I have in inventory till the precious metal fluctuates back to a normal price, because right now what I have, like the pieces that are on the site right now, the Shaggy Dog, big and little, start at $300 and $200.
Okay, so that's out of the range for some
marketability for the general public right now. It takes me at least 8 to 10 hours to make a pin. That I do have a very nice inventory, and if that sells out, I might be motivated to bring out the blowtorch again.
But
it makes more sense to try to market a $30, $40 item over a $300, $400 item with our economy.
Yeah, just don't get too busy and get the blowtorch next to the clothing. We'll be in big trouble.
No, the room has been transferred from the dirty little blowtorch room to the clean doggy design dress shop.
Well,
we
Dan, you do. Yeah, I can tell. And it's been fun talking to you. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
I thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to hearing from the customers that visited the site.
For more information, please log on to bogiescorner.com, and that's B as in boy, O-G-E-Y. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Fido, taking Fido to a farm. This is going to be so much fun. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido-Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Does your pet have bad breath? Did you know that bad breath is one of the first signs of oral disease? It's a common myth that pets' mouths are cleaner than humans. Fact is, oral disease is the number one disease among dogs and cats. Fortunately for you and your pet, now there's Tropiclean Fresh Breath made easy. Tropiclean Fresh Breath is an all-natural, no-brushing solution. Tropiclean Fresh Breath cleans teeth while also freshening your pet's breath. Best of all, with Tropiclean Fresh Breath, there is no brushing necessary. Visit Tropiclean.net for more information and to find a store near you.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Now, I know planning your summer vacation is always going to include Fido, and what better place to spend a few days with your best friend than a beautiful working farm? My next guest is Lily Goodrich from Glen Highland Farm. Hi, Lily, and welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, your website, glenhighlandfarm.com, says 175 acres of rolling countryside where dogs run and people play. Now, that alone should make people want to book a week with you.
Yeah, it's a really amazing place. Everyone who visits really tells us that they can't find anything like this. We have people who travel from Nebraska and Ohio and Kentucky and Tennessee, as well as California and all along the Northeast coast, to come here. And, you know, they don't always know what they're going to expect, and once they've come, they're stunned because the whole place is devoted to the dogs. And so you have an off-leash setting that's safe. You're not going to run into people who are not dog lovers. You're not going to run into people that have kids. You're not going to have a road problem. This is what we do here, dogs. And when people arrive, that's why they make these long trips. And they come and they spend 5 days. Some spend 2 days, but the ones that are coming a long distance stay a long time. They're so nourished and so happy, and they see their dogs in a whole different light because it's a safe environment for dogs to really be themselves. And people find that, you know, they just see aspects of their dogs that they don't normally get a chance to see in the suburbs or wherever there's leash laws and the dog can't just run and be themselves.
It's beautiful. The photos, I'm sure, don't give it justice. So tell us a little bit about the history of the farm, and when did you start welcoming people with their dogs?
12 years ago, we found this farm with the intent of having a 24/7, 365-day-a-year rescue for border collies, which we have done. We've had over 1,600 dogs come here to find new lives. And we also knew we wanted a large place where we could have people vacation here who were dog lovers, and that would help us support the rescue as well as create a phenomenal experience for people to enjoy their dog. And so we found this 12 years ago and then right away started the rescue and opened the farm up for camp. And we also run an inner-city kids camp where children come from Newark and the Bronx and Harlem, and they come up for the month of August to be with the dogs. So part of our intent is obviously for people to have a wonderful vacation, and the combination helps us raise money for the rescue dogs. And we've been with the whole property, like you said, is 175 acres. We have trails all the way through it. We have lodging with cabins and RVs, and people can come and pick what they prefer, and tents. And then in one particular area is where all the rescue dogs are. And most people love to come on a tour. Many people adopt. The bulk of the people that come to camp don't even have border collies, but they're really taken by the cause and what we're doing, and they can meet the people who founded it. It's, you know, not a huge organization, so you really can see what goes on here and get involved. We have people who offer to transport, people who volunteer, come back and stay and work with us with the dogs, and other people adopt, as I said.
Where exactly is the farm located?
The best way to understand it is if you think of where the Poconos are, we're west of that. If you think of where the Adirondacks are in New York, we're pretty far south of that. So we're at least 4 hours from the Adirondacks, 2 hours from west of the Poconos. They call it we're in the foothills of the Poconos. But for anybody who knows New York, that's one way to orient. Another way is we're an hour and a half from the capital of New York, which is Albany.
Okay. And on the website, I saw two distinct buttons. One was Canine Country Camp, and the other was Canine Country Getaway. So what's the difference between those two?
The Canine Country Camp is an educational camp where you can come and teachers will be here to teach you herding and fly ball and frisbee and tracking and water sports and this new sport, tray ball. I always say it wrong, but I think it's called tray ball. And so you're actually involved with other people who want to learn activities, and you go to classes every day, and it's a different kind of orientation than the getaway. The getaway, you come and you are on your own, and you can use the property and do whatever you want. And you can book the RVs or the tents or the cabins in whatever length of time and just enjoy the place, kick back, do whatever you like, go swimming, use the agility equipment, hang out and read a book. So the two different kinds of camps. One is independent on your own, and then the other, which is the bulk of the year, and then the other is the Canine Country Camp, which is 1 week. In this case, it's going to be the fall. And we have so many returnees to that camp. We're usually, I think we only have four spaces left. We're booked before we even start the season in January.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a lot
that's
of people.
That's amazing, yeah.
A lot of people like to come where they can learn, and so they want to be involved with the instructors, and they want to really take the time to learn a new activity and work on behaviors and sit through animal communication lectures and learn about health and nutrition. And so that's kind of attracts one sort of person looking for that kind of activity, that kind of week. And then the other, you just make your own, and you're coming to the country and hiking and biking and golfing and, you know, hanging with your dog and swimming. And so we had a lot of couples in the getaway camp where, you know, they can sort of make their own trip, and they want a vacation with their dog. They don't want to leave their dog home. So.
Right. Exactly. Now, on the cabins, for those who want to be in the cabin, are these fully contained cabins?
Yeah, they're completely private cabins where a person can come with two people. It's usually two people, but, for example, one of the cottages has a queen-size bed and a twin. So sometimes we'll have people who are friends, and they, you know, it's a couple and a friend, or it's a couple with their young 20-year-old or 18-year-old. We have that coming right now, people coming where their son's home, and they want to bring him with them. But in general, the cabins are private for two people, and they have electricity and a refrigerator and some of the amenities that everybody wants. The bathrooms are a short walk away. The RVs are, as you would imagine, of course, they have everything, air conditioning, bathrooms, the whole magilla.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these RVs that you rent, or is this what the people that come in their RVs?
People can bring their own RVs. We have a fair number of people who love that, because if you have an RV, it's so restrictive when you have dogs with you. They have to be on a leash. It's usually a very small environment for the dog to be, and this is not that at all. So we have people who are big RVers during the summer season, and they like to come because now they have a whole different experience.
Sure.
So people can do that, or they rent RVs we have here. And some people don't, even me, you know, before we got into all of this, I just had this picture of an RV being kind of strange. And it's actually perfect for a vacation, because you have, it's like a little house. Your dog's comfortable. There's a couch. There's a kitchen. You know, the whole thing feels really homey. And so some people like that because they have older dogs, or they have dogs who are a little thunderphobic, and they want to have a self-contained situation where their dog sort of feels comfortable, as well as them, of course. You know, where some people prefer to have a real bed, you know. Our cottages and cabins have twin beds one queen. When someone's interested, we'll hop on the phone and talk through what they're looking for and help
make
a good decision.
Sure. Now, it's a little too late for the Canine Country Camp, but then the Canine Country Getaway, people just phone and see what, their schedule, how they're going to fit their schedule in, other than the, you know, that 1 week that you have for the, Canine Camp.
Yeah, the fall Canine Country Camp, the big educational camp, has four spots left. So anyone who's looking for something like that, and a lot of people do, can certainly, you know, they could email or call, and we can talk about what's available as far as lodging. For the getaway camp, everything's open. I mean, this is the beginning of the season, June, and we run all the way through till mid-October. And normally people email and they just inquire and ask about certain dates they're interested in, and then we start a conversation back and forth about what they, you know, what they're looking for. So it's completely, everything's available. I mean, it's just the start of the season. June is really busy, so if anybody was interested in a spring sort of June getaway, that's important to get into right now, because all of we have some people who've been here many, many times, and they've become friends here, and so they book up everything. So they all coordinate their schedule. They live in various parts of the Northeast, and they met here years ago, and they want to be with the same people because all the dogs get along. They like each other. They sit around and, you know, have dinner together. They bring their picnic tablecloths and their little candles for their they make everything like a little, like a big, you know, get together, like a reunion. So
nice.
June in particular is always very full.
Yeah. Well, that's a testament to what you've been able to accomplish there in 12 years. And it certainly sounds like there's lots to see and do from, you know, the Sweet Border Collie Rescue. That's also information is on your site, and information on the Canine Country Camp and Canine Country Getaway. So everyone can go to glenhighland.farm.com. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks for allowing us to share this. We're the only vacation that I've heard of ever in the whole country where you're actually on vacation and helping other dogs who need help, the abandoned rescue dogs. So it's a nice thing. You can do good and have a good time at the same time.
Well, I'm going to wish you continued success, and hopefully we'll get out there to see you one of these days.
Love to have you. Thank you so much.
For more information, please log on to glenhighlandfarm.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, Barnes & Noble's and Hastings, or save a treat and subscribe to our digital version. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.